Hi, it's Mitch here from the Glasshouse Country Mulaney News and the Sentinel newspaper, talking about the week ahead. And we've got a huge week across both areas. In the Glasshouse, we look at the latest development in the push to double rock extraction from a local quarry. This issue is now open to public submissions, but we talk about exactly what the quarry is hoping to do to try and mitigate what will be a significant increase in heavy traffic from all their vehicles coming up. So that's a good one. We talked to our local councillor in Division 5, Winston Johnson, about his plans for the area now that he's been declared the winner of that division. He just scraped ahead in front of the Greens candidate there and what was a pretty fierce tussle, and he talks about how the campaigning has changed in the last few years, especially with the with social media taking on a bigger role. We've got plenty of community news, and we look at a bunch of groups that are doing great things in the community. We've also got a seniors special. It's a 6-page lift out, and we look at the huge growth in developments that are happening for the over 50s and the retirement villages up in the Hinterland Way as well. So it's a good one to look out for. We've also got heaps in our What's On section, and the BUR Bulldogs kicked off their campaign to go back to back with championship wins this year. Unfortunately, they started with a loss, but we were there to talk to coaches after the game. Over across at the Sentinel, we've got a bunch of issues that we're covering as well, including a huge, we know cost of living is a big issue, but we talk about to a number of people that have had energy bill shock tripled. One of our readers, and they're a bit stunned as to why. We talked to a local school that has been working at building their own plane and flying it as well. So that's some really innovative stuff there from a bunch of kids. We've also introduced a What's On section. So this is going to tell readers all the really interesting things that are going on and amongst community groups and associations. You know, what festivals are happening and markets and the like. So keep an eye out for that. And then over in sports, we're talking to a couple of martial arts students that have won a bunch of gold medals in a nationals meet recently as well. So plenty to look out for. Happy reading, and talk to you next week.